As we've been doing throughout these 2 days, we've been hearing some witness stories from people who've really been moved to engagement with Christ through some of these programs that we've talked about. So now, to tell us a little bit more about her personal experience with Alpha for Catholics is Teresa Spaulding. Make her welcome. Make her welcome.
My name's Teresa Spaulding, and I belong to the Church of the Resurrection in Lansing. They asked me to come and speak about my story of my conversion, and I kept struggling with that because it's really not my story of my conversion, it's our story of my conversion, because I did not do this by myself. I wasn't raised Catholic. I was baptized, and then I really didn't have much of a religious bend in my life. I think I was on track to try and break every commandment in the book, some of them several times. And long about 30 some years ago, I met my husband. He belonged to Church of the Resurrection. He grew up, he was a cradle Catholic, and so I went to Mass with him because that just seemed like what you do. We raised our kids, I went to Mass. We went through the struggles we did, and we went to Mass. I didn't think to ask him questions. He didn't ask me questions. He never pressured me to become Catholic. I would have resisted. I was all about me. So we get a new priest or two. They're high energy. And in comes this Alpha program. And my husband says to me, he goes, honey, I think we should go to that. You know, Father Steve and Father Mark are putting in the effort. We should put in some effort. So we went out of obligation. And it turned out to be actually kind of enjoyable. It wasn't heavy on scripture, things like that. It was kind of anecdotal. The videos are charming. He's English. He's funny. He speaks normally. So that was great. I was good. So the way that the framework of the Alpha course is that you can only be a guest once. And then you have to help. That's how they keep it rolling. So, okay, we'll help. Now, here's the thing that you don't necessarily would know from looking at us. We didn't really have a marriage. For about 8 years, we'd had a power struggle. And it was a power struggle. And kind of the only reason I went to Alpha was because I was tired of fighting with my husband about stuff. But it started to evolve. So we had the second Alpha, and I was helping. And it was okay. It was good. I mean, it was enjoyable. It gave us something to do on a Thursday night. And, you know, we're still kind of with this struggle. And finally, there was one point midway through, almost to the end of that Alpha. And, you know, we'd been talking, and the next step was RCIA. And the RCIA director said, well, you know, Teresa, you can go through the classes, and you don't have to come into the church at the end. And I'm like, okay, I'll do that. I don't want to do a commitment. My husband goes, I knew right then you were going to do that then. So I was like, okay. So we kind of got to this point, and we'd been having some real issues and struggles. I wasn't behaving well. He wasn't behaving well. And we had this explosion, if you would. And I kind of got to that point, and I'm like, you know what? Because I always knew better. I was so stinking smart. I was not that smart. And I got the God smack upside the head. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, this is not working for me. This is not working. All that stuff that Nikki Gumbel's been talking about and Father Mark's been talking about, Father Steve's been talking about, I give it up. I surrender. Take it. And at that point in time, you know, they talk about visions. And they talk about God speaking to you. And I always pictured it would be like James Earl Jones and Mufasa. And he talked to me in words. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. I had a vision. And I will tell you what it is, because it still sticks in my mind so clearly. It was this stone, almost like a tablet, so it's kind of arched on both sides. And then there was this red cloth, and this dove was picking up this red cloth, and there were the rays coming out from the back of the dove. And I knew, because God told me, not in words, but in my heart, that that stone was my heart. And it was crumbling, and the walls were coming down, and there were fissures and all this other stuff. And then the dove, I knew that was the Holy Spirit. I knew that much, at least. But I don't know about the red cloth. I don't understand that. Somebody's going to have to explain that to me sometime. But I had the vision. And it was awesome. And at that point, I mean, it was like the light switch. And we still got Alpha going on. So we get to Alpha the next week. And I am hugging people, and I am high-fiving people, and I'm hugging Father Steve and Father Mark, and I'm going on ahead to tell everybody the story about the vision. And I forgot one part. I'm sorry. I'm going to go back up. That Monday, I went to work. I'm in IT. I don't do warm and fuzzy. I don't have prayer cards. I don't have a crucifix in my office. I don't do any of that stuff. And I'm looking for this book to give to somebody about call center management. I find the book. No, that's not it. I grab this other book. That's not the one I was looking for. And I pull it out, and there's this piece of pink paper on it. And I pull that out, and it is Novena to Mary, Mother of Light, from John Paul II. I do not know how that got in there. The dove put it in there. I don't know. But it was there. And so I got to call Father Steve and tell him. And he's so kind. He says, a little touch from the Lord. So, of course, now I'm on fire. And I'm telling everybody. And I'm hugging them. And since then, it's just been an ongoing basis. And the couple that was talking about the year of marriage, and I'm like, oh, this is the perfect segue, because that is what we have now. So 30 years after I first walked into Resurrection, I came into Resurrection and Easter Vigil. Touchdown, Jesus. And since that point, husband and I, he is awesome. We pray every day. That is truly the domestic church. And I truly have a marriage now. And it is amazing. That just doesn't happen because I want it to happen. Everything was positioned as such. And Alpha was just a piece of it. So I encourage you all to take advantage of those opportunities, because we have a lot of complacent Catholics, and this is how you reach them.
Thank you so much, Teresa. This is so cool. Took a day and a half, but somebody finally talked about the Godsmack upside the head.